This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Iranian general has acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protests. It was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has closely been tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. The activist group says 451 protesters and 60 security forces have been killed since the start of the unrest, and that more than 18,000 people have been detained. The Central African Republic threatened Monday to retaliate after an aircraft flew in from a neighboring country in the middle of the night and bombed CAR troops and their Russian paramilitary allies. The government said the plane targeted at a military base and, quote-unquote, dropped explosives on a town in the north but caused only material damage. The aircraft flew back out of CAR after the raid before 3 in the morning, the government said in a statement. Chad lies north of the town, which was in rebel hands until recently, and relations with the CAR have been tense recently. Haiti's ambassador to the United States on Monday called on the international community to send a strike force to Haiti to confront gangs, even though police have ended a blockade at a fuel terminal that caused a humanitarian crisis. The UN Security Council in October discussed sending troops to confront gangs, but those proposals have received little attention since police took back control of the terminal in November. Most countries have appeared skeptical of sending troops to Haiti. I'm Joe Ramsey.